Good morning, it's Monday, October 25th. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Expect more wet and cloudy weather through the week, with daytime temperatures in the mid-50s and overnight lows in the high 40s. Two Tacoma families are grieving over the deaths of a mother, her teenage son, his uncle and the uncle's girlfriend. The four were gunned down late Thursday afternoon in the Salishan neighborhood at the home of a family matriarch. Family members confirmed Friday that Maria Nunez, age 42, her son, Emery Ease, age 19, Nunez's brother, Raymond Williams, age 22, and Williams' girlfriend, Natasha Brinsfield, age 22, died in the shooting. The investigation continued through the weekend as the assailant remained at large. The Tacoma Police Department has released virtually no details about the shooting or the assailant. It was first reported at 4:24 p.m. on Thursday near the 4200 block of Everett Street. One of the victims was initially transported to the hospital but later died. Police and a canine unit searched the area after the shooting but did not find any suspects. It is unknown if there was one or multiple suspects related to the shooting. The shooting brought Tacoma's 2021 homicide count to 27. Of those killings, 18 were shootings. Liberty Middle School in Spanaway is moving to remote learning due to a spike of COVID-19 cases. All staff and students at Liberty will switch to remote learning starting today through October 29th. In the past 7 days, there were 24 COVID cases at the school. Of 850 enrolled students, 228 students and staff have been identified as close contacts in the outbreak. Meanwhile, Edenville School District has failed to terminate staff members who aren't fully vaccinated, in defiance of a mandate from Governor Jay Inslee. The state has warned that its funding could be affected. Inslee announced in August that all educators and school staff were required to be fully vaccinated by October 18th or face termination. On October 20th, Edenville School District board members put forward a measure to terminate every staff member who had not been fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. The motion failed in a voice vote. No roll call vote was taken. The Washington Liquor and Cannabis Board has suspended Downtown at Tacoma Bar's liquor license for violating COVID-19 gaming restrictions last year. Dorky's Arcade will operate without its liquor license through October 29th and pay a $500 fine, according to a September 14th decision. Owners of the 80s-style arcade bar said they have paid the fine. LCB determined that Dorky's allowed customers to play its arcade games during at least two instances in late 2020. Games such as pool, darts and pinball were off-limits for most of 2020 under Washington's pandemic safety guidelines for indoor entertainment and only reinstated as of February 18, 2021. A man is dead and another is in custody after an argument escalated into a shooting in Graham overnight Sunday. About 2:50 a.m., 911 callers reported a shooting in the 12,600 block of Kapausen Highway East. Deputies arrived and found a 28-year-old man on the ground with a gunshot wound, with about 20 people gathered around him. Witnesses said an argument between the 28-year-old man and a 39-year-old male suspect resulted in the shooting. Deputies later found the suspect in a nearby house and took him into custody on suspicion of second-degree murder. Some eastbound lanes and an on-ramp to the Narrows Bridge will be closed on State Route 16 near the Toll Plaza overnight Wednesday. Maintenance crews will close the 24th Street Northwest on-ramp to eastbound SR 16 at 8 p.m. on Wednesday and the three mainline lanes at 10 p.m. to perform scheduled maintenance on the good-to-go. Electronic toll equipment. All vehicles will be routed through the manual toll booths until the lanes and on-ramp reopen at 4 a.m. on Thursday. Vaccines and the swarm of Delta cases that overwhelmed the state's hospitals this summer have created some level of COVID-19 immune response among an estimated 61.5% to 65.7% of Washington state's population. That level still isn't likely to ease demand on hospitals through the end of the year. Hospitals are set to remain strained with people seeking immediate care or care that had been delayed post-Delta. Along with that, there's a continued hospital worker shortage, a mix of people quitting/retiring from pandemic burnout, moving on to traveling nurse jobs, and those departing or let go over COVID vaccine mandates. As of October 8, an estimated 1 in 244 Washington residents had an active COVID-19 infection, including both symptomatic and asymptomatic. Your friends and neighbors, people across our communities, are seeking complete and accurate information as they navigate the news, their lives and the changes around us. And information is more complex than ever. That's why we at the News Tribune are launching a new fall fundraising campaign to ensure continued coverage of critical local news. We are asking for your support of our important Indigenous Affairs coverage in partnership with Report for America. Your tax-deductible donation can help make it happen. We're stronger when the voices of all members of our community are part of the conversation. and telling the stories of indigenous communities makes our coverage more inclusive and vibrant. Contribute at thenewstribune.com/donate.